Now, there's branches, I mean water, from just little small streamlets and branches that...
Well, so what would one of them be? You'd say, I crossed a small...
Stream, I think that's what we would speak of.
And you said branch, but branches, but what would it... You'd say, I crossed a small... using that word.
You mean at a branch?
That's
well,
right.
We call them streams back in the branches where I used to sometimes go.
All right, fine. Well, what do you call one that's even smaller than that, and smaller than a stream?
I don't know.
Would you call it any? Have any name for it?
I don't think of anything.
No.
I was thinking of stream as just a small...
Is a branch bigger than a stream?
Yeah, a branch is, well, a branch is usually a wooded area with a little stream running through, you know.
So the branch is the woods and the stream?
I think so.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country that's down around the sea coast?
Marshes, I think.
So that's a big area of...
Well, now the marshes and the stream are different because
yes,
the marshes don't flow. They
yes,
just
yes, talking about that kind of land. So one of them would be one. You might say, I own 10 marshes, and today I'm going to this. One of them would be one.
Oh, a marsh.
Right. Now, what do you call a pair of straps that are worn over the shoulders that hold up trousers?
I can't say. I had to holler. What's it called? Well, name it and I can tell you.
Suspenders, would you say?
Yeah, suspenders is right.
What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat? It's especially ham.
Gravy.
Yes, sir. Well, if you made ham gravy for ham, what kind of gravy would it be?
Well, it would be ham gravy. You can thicken it or you can just make it without thickening.
Yes, sir. So it's called ham gravy?
Uh-huh, I did.
Yes, sir.
I make my gravy in different ways, but it's gravy, all of it's gravy.
Yes, well, what do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Yes, and what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? It's a kind of hog.
I couldn't tell you. I'm not familiar with them.
You've never heard of a piney wood rooter or a razorback or something like that? That's fine.
Razorback, I've heard of the razorback. I guess that's what you're speaking of.
Well,
I've never seen one.
You don't know what it is, but you just heard the word.
It's kind of a hog. I never seen one.
You didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? An itching soreness you have, might have between the toes.
Athlete's foot.
Okay. And what do you call homemade whiskey?
Homemade. Oh, well, I know, but I just, my mind doesn't run on those things. I don't take off that. Now, what did you say? What was the question? Let me discuss it with you before you tape it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's all right. It doesn't make any difference. The question is, what do you call homemade whiskey?
I know which is, what name of something, and I'll tell you what we call it.
Well, some people just call it booze.
Well, I started to say booze, but it seemed like I've heard it called another.
What could you buy booze at the store?
No, well, yeah, I think booze is usually a word.